lookout. There are four of them on the prowl. They were last seen at the Camp Corps banquet hall, where they butchered 10 counselors, leaving only younglings alive. If you decide to go out this Halloween night, take a bud, be wiser than these maniacs, and decide to drink, please, for the love of God, let someone hold your beer.
Unit heading up to the Code 3 chase. Suspect was last reported southbound.
Dad called home from work and said he had big news for the whole family when he got home from work. But Dad lied. He had no news, just a new gun and tears on his cheeks. I looked up two horror stories again, fuckers! Hey. Halloween! Eat my balls! Oh, I'm Danny Mullins, gracious host. That's my job. That's what I do. This is hold my beer. Fuck yeah, to my right. He ain't big, he's just broad as Chris Mullins.
Too broad for a metal detector.
You know that was a thing?
What?
He was too broad for a metal detector.
I've walked this fucking metal detector 300 times.
Oh.
He now scrapes the side so it sets it off all the time.
Oh, wow, shit. That's fucked up.
No, that's what they told him. He told me the story.
No,
yeah, she said I was touching it when I went through.
Oh, I missed that part.
Because I'm broad-shouldered.
That's pretty good. He walked through sideways.
Yes, yes,
he had
exactly.
A shuffle in.
He really did.
And when he did it, it didn't go off.
You're good. Go ahead.
The lady working was like, You're broad. Five fucking times. Yeah. Like, I fucking know. I didn't know it was a fat detector that stormed through the doors.
I did. And they call it a fat detector.
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
He's just broad. It's fine.
That's new.
And for the first time around Halloween, too, you're here.
I am here.
Say something scary real quick.
Oh, shit. I don't.
I love you.
Oh, I love you.
Scariest words ever.
No, I want to get married. It's the scariest words ever.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Chris might know something about that. And lastly, he's yams.
I am.
Look at that.
What do I got to do not to introduce myself?
Oh, bitch about it for about 3 weeks straight, and I'll just give it up.
That's cool.
Just do it myself. You can't be bothered, right?
Yeah.
It's a serious complex.
Well, bro.
It's kind of debilitating.
You trying to get a check for it now? Trying to be one of those people?
Yeah. Be one of those people. Let's shoot from the hip real quick before we get into our beer review.
Hold on. It's the poor person version of being too rich, you know?
What?
Yeah, what is that called?
Too rich?
Yeah, they get off with murder and shit.
What?
White privilege?
Yeah, no. That's what I was going with.
There's another one for it. Damn it. We talked about it with Carrot Top. Oh.
Lack of eyebrows?
No.
He's on Roid scary rage. Motherfucker.
Biker gang. Roid rage? Shut up. Prop comedy.
No. Little Dick Syndrome.
Horrible prop comedy.
It's not very good.
Go on. I'll come back.
Oh, good.
Name good prop comedy. It's Gallagher.
Yeah, I was going to say Gallagher,
Have you watched Gallagher recently?
I don't have to.
I know what classic
one
is.
Yeah.
Let's shoot from the hip real quick before we get into our beer review. Name the worst person for your house to be haunted by. Dead. Has to be dead? Nah, it doesn't have to be dead. Fuck it.
What is it?
Roseanne.
Roseanne Barr? Why?
Yeah.
I mean, I love Roseanne, but I just fucking couldn't have her walk around my house all day.
Dude, if I knew for a fact that Roseanne watched me jerk off, I couldn't sleep at night. There's no way.
I think she'd be into it.
It's not her I'm worried about.
If she helped pinch the tip.
What if she's like a cool ghost and she's into it and she's moving like target practice and she keeps points?
Okay.
So you're trying to hit her with it?
Yeah.
That's a big target, too. I feel like I could do some damage.
Yeah. All
right. I can get into it. I could jerk off to Ghost Roseanne. Yeah, so you have an answer?
Man, it just all goes back to like kind of like Carrot Top. Because I really don't want that. Because you've seen the motherfucking pictures of him live.
Yeah,
imagine what he'd look like dead and kind of ghoulish.
Oh, God.
And still bright red fucking hair. It's just going to be terrifying.
We've already made this episode scarier than last year's. We're doing well. My answer's Jared Fogle. Enough said, right?
I was going to go with Chris Benoit.
We already did worst wrestlers to be haunted by.
Oh.
And surprisingly, okay. I don't think he was an answer.
Hillary Clinton.
What about Bill Cosby?
I would take Bill Cosby 10 times over one Hillary Clinton.
I'm sure
it wouldn't matter if you didn't want to. It'd be
it happens every time you yawn.
I have trouble sleeping. Bill Cosby could come in handy.
Yeah, but no, every time you yawn, you have ghost dick in your mouth?
Well, that's what ghosts do.
Wait, think about it. If you were a ghost, what the fuck would you do? I'm totally sticking my dick in everybody's mouth that yawns.
I hope I die before you. Honestly, that's the first time I've ever said that to anybody. I haven't told that to my own wife. I hope I die before you.
Yeah. Well,
what'd you say, Chris?
It's like being invisible. When you're a ghost.
You're just going to beat off constantly.
Yeah, or, you know, put it where it doesn't belong.
I don't feel like just dying makes it okay for you to say you're going to be a rapist. Not even like part-time. 24-7.
No. You're not a rapist. It's more of a joke. Like the tip of your dick just goes in the mouth.
That's the worst.
It's not rape if it's funny.
Yeah, it's not rape if you say just kidding.
LOL.
Or surprise.
Exactly.
Surprise.
I second that.
And then it's it.
But only if you're a ghost. Please. I'm going to put that caveat in there. I'm not asking. I'm telling you.
Only if you're Patrick Swayze.
That's not a bad one. I'd be haunted by Patrick Swayze, right?
Yeah, as long as it's like young to midlife Patrick Swayze. You don't want patriotic cancer Patrick Swayze. It was bad.
That's really
sad. Are you going to take Patrick Swayze or are you going to take Charlie Sheen?
Oh, fuck Charlie Sheen.
Patrick Swayze.
Okay. Yeah, Patrick Swayze every time.
Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Roadhouse, man. Ghost.
There's a bear.
I want Morgan Freeman.
It's a good talk.
If I had a choice, Morgan Freeman would be a great one.
Oh, really?
But only I want to be able to hear him.
You don't want to be able to hear
him? No, just me.
Oh, okay.
Only me.
That'd be awesome.
My day great.
Once again, I don't need him narrating my jerk-off time. I know it. I'm not meaning for everything to come back to my jerk-off time, but it's kind of personal.
Everything will sound smart and important. He's even when he's joking it around, so it'll be great.
So, and then he pinched the tip.
See, he's not dead yet, but if I had to choose a ghost, I would prefer.
Neither's Morgan Freeman, man.
It would be Kyle Petty, because then we could just talk about how much our dads didn't really love us and how we never lived up to their expectations.
Well, Kyle Petty kind of sucked.
No, he didn't.
Even I know that.
I'm just saying.
I had high hopes. He drove the hot little car.
He did.
Correct?
And Mellow Yellow.
And Mellow Yellow. Days of Thunder. I know what you're talking about. Tom Cruise would be a rough haunt.
He's pocket size.
Oh, that's fun.
He's going to be always jumping on the couch, though.
Yeah.
He's always going to fuck the couch up. Pillows are going to be on the floor. Off. It's just going to be bullshit.
Tom Cruise as closeted Casper, the gay-friendly ghost.
And then you're just trying to sit down and watch TV, and then he just comes sliding by in a t-shirt and shit constantly, back and forth.
Oh, every time I go to sleep in here. No, 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 no. Could get kind of old.
Old Time Rock and Roll is a good song. Shut the fuck up. Classic. Never gets old.
My bad. Is there a song that never gets old?
Yeah.
Besides Billie Jean?
The song that never ends.
Ooh, Michael Jackson. Also a rough haunt.
Michael Jackson?
High-pitched and he's going for your kids. Not unlike Jared Fogle trying to give everyone his 6-inch. I was going to say foot long, but let's not lie to ourselves. I don't think there's ever been a well-endowed pedophile in history. And
I would
okay
hope not.
Right? Yeah, that's
I would really
that's
hope not. You would have the smallest fuck? Dick.
Possible.
Only kid fucker.
Agreed.
Just for the kid's sake.
Of course.
Yeah.
Beer review?
Please.
Please. We gotta get out of this. I'm hitting
the we went to like a dark kid like hole. Split up the middle by a giant dick and it's fucking terrible. I need help.
No, ejectocito cuz we're out of this conversation. Right. Let's try Henry's Hard Soda, lemon lime. It was $2.99 for a 6-pack. It's probably expired. But
made with cane sugar and contains alcohol. 12 fluid ounces.
4.2%.
Glass bottle.
This goes to reinforce my statement earlier about how we need to expand our hunting ground for beer.
Because
we are scraping the bottom of the barrel. We're actually getting wood chips in this one, okay?
Yeah.
This is mulch.
The fact that most weeks we don't go more than a block away.
I know. We can play.
It's not a wide hunting radius.
Catch with a fucking baseball from as far away as the fucking liquor store is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I couldn't, but I'm not athletically inclined. So, Tune has a birthday coming up. A little before release.
Yep.
So,
2 days.
To you. Here's to Halloween.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Happy Halloween. This should have been refrigerated.
It's not bad.
Who put Mountain Dew in my beer?
Who put Moon Mist in my vodka?
It doesn't smell pleasant.
Who took the Bud Light out of my bottle?
Oh, that was me.
It just tastes like some kind of cheap fruit-flavored drink for children. You know the ones that don't have actual flavors, just have colors?
Mm-hmm.
Like red and blue.
This
and
is green
purple.
Flavored.
This is green. Yeah, this is green drink.
Green drink.
I can absolutely understand where you're coming from with that one. I'm going to go a solid zero thumbs on this.
It's almost not like drinking anything. It's literally like drinking a cheap soda.
You still get some bitterness, though.
No,
I don't get that.
Hmm.
To me, it tastes just like a Diet Falcon Mountain Dew, and I'm going to
What is
thumbs.
A Diet Falcon Mountain Dew?
Defunken?
What's a Preza?
It's a Defunken.
That was before we recorded,
don't
man.
Give a shit.
I give it 2.
What?
Yeah. I'm giving it 2.
What?
Which means just an extra 99 cents. 6-pack.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'd give it 2. I'd buy it.
It's pretty delicious.
That's what I'm saying. It just tastes like soda.
Yeah, that's why I would buy it and drink it.
Like, not good soda.
No, it's like a flat diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah, what about that is appealing? What am I missing?
That's what I drink every day.
Fair point. I drink it fairly often as well.
Yeah.
I don't drink diet anything, but I still drink it.
Well, we have a strong risk of diabetes, and for some reason I feel like this will help, even though it won't.
No.
You don't get diabetes by eating sugar, so.
You do get broad, though.
I've heard.
Come back scene to
you had to go inside.
Metal detector world.
It wouldn't have been as bad if it didn't work.
I had to do the same thing this weekend, though, in a mirror maze. I went to a mirror house. Yeah, in a haunted house, there was a mirror maze. And the fucking hallways aren't fat kid friendly. I had to go through this fucking sideways.
No shit.
Kind of ruins the point of a mirror maze when you can't look where you're really going. Yeah.
It's all right. We went to the James Dean over in Fairmount. And my wife and Chris's girlfriend were trying to get us to go through the fucking fun house they had there for children.
Yeah, I've been to one recently.
You guys not realize that's not going to be fun? It's going to be awful.
I've been to one recently with my son. Right, they're kind of weird.
Okay, but no, I at least one. I mean, I continue to drink it, and other people, Chris buys it, I'll drink it. So,
am I being too harsh? Hold on.
I think I you feel are. Like you are.
Just take a good chug.
I mean, I understand. It's kind of downplayed, mellow, not really much there. So,
I don't like their shit, and I like this one.
If you're new to drinking and want something semi fruity, it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's so not aggressive. It's not harsh. Yeah, you know, it's not intimidating.
If you are a 14-year-old girl, tear it up.
Yeah, there you go.
Responsibly.
You saved it at the end.
At home.
Yeah. Away from Jared Fogle.
There you go.
Or Michael
eighth
Jackson.
Eighth grade dance, you know? Jackson. That's what it reminds you of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll give it one out of
it's
fairness.
Eighth grade beer.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's my fault. Normally when I try a beer, I'm like, what would 8-year-old me think?
Not 8-year old.
Eighth grade,
dickhead.
Like 12 or 13-year-old.
Danny didn't go to the fucking dances in eighth grade. Danny stayed at home.
Danny didn't go to any of the dances ever because he couldn't get a date.
Eighth grade dance was the first time I ever smoked Primo joint.
Primo joint, hypothetically, the first time I smoked it was on this fucking podcast. It ruined me.
No, Primo. Primo means it has cocaine in it.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't that. I didn't do that. Yeah. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, that was the first time for me.
Eighth grade?
Yep.
They got arrested in eighth grade for pot, so that's all right.
I know.
I played Pokemon. No, that was post-Pokemon, wasn't it?
That was before Pokemon. No, Pokemon was before that. Pokemon was like fifth and sixth grade.
Yeah. Dude, you couldn't
let
take
your gym leader down so hard.
So hard.
Oh, he was literally the comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Yeah, our gym leader was.
He also sold Pogs, right? Same guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember us always going to play at the YMCA. I don't remember his name.
I don't remember his fucking
name.
But
we played at the Y, and we got legit gym badges for doing so
and
much.
And me and you were the league, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like the only people that showed up.
Maybe like three or four other people.
Was there even that?
Yeah, there was like three or four others.
Okay, well, that's not so bad.
But then we went and played at Bill's.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So we're at, what, six out of six, really?
Dude, it's good, man.
That's as good as the Chainsaw Princess of Karate got last week. And I feel like that was way better than this.
Yeah, it's on a different league, though. It's a whole different beer.
Now, wait, are you wanting me to believe that our rating system is flawed?
Well, just when you don't specify that there is a difference in the genre of beer we're drinking.
Oh, it's also the fact that we only give each person three options. It's kind of limited.
No, we've done halves before. Fuck that.
That's true. I'm sorry. Let me look up another spooky story. Scary.
So it makes like five options. Six? I don't know.
I'm not doing the math. Fuck you.
Words.
I had the house to myself tonight. Just as I started to drift off into dreamland, I heard an unfamiliar ringtone coming from my closet.
That's cool.
So you just grab the gun.
Grab the gun. Get the gun. Shoot. Should I have thunderclaps after these? Like I did that one year? No,
yeah,
it's too much work.
No, do it.
I don't know if I have time.
You got time.
I have nothing important to do.
No, get creaky doors slamming shut.
And that's a whole new sound effect I'd have to find, man.
So
that's one search into YouTube he's not willing to do.
You can't download straight from YouTube.
It's a remix, y'all.
What?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
you can. That's why they have a download
music
button.
Straight from YouTube to my phone.
Are you fucking kidding me? I've been using a third party. I thought it was illegal or something.
Is it YouTube a third party?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyways, they say some monsters don't have a reflection. They never said anything about the monsters that only had a reflection and nothing else.
Yeah,
that's how good that joke was.
Yeah,
it's not a joke. It's scary.
My bad.
You guys were listening wrong. You guys were just listening wrong. That's the problem. Let me get
my horror filters on for my ears, and we'll be good to go.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. I was in such a rush this morning, I didn't even check my text until I was seated on the train. Scared the shit out of me. Scared the shit out of me.
I was going to do it different.
The whole time he was reading, I didn't even hear the story. I was like, how the fuck do I scream? I had no idea how.
Because it's my ice cream. Oh, I'm hungry.
Called them broad. Oh, God. So not only was I called broad several times by a middle-aged, more than middle-aged woman.
Fuck your horse, man.
Do what?
He didn't get to finish his story.
No, yeah, it's an ongoing thing. He's got plenty of time.
You need to restart that because I wasn't listening either.
I was.
It's two sentences. I'm going to do this real quick. Oh. Don't scream. I was in such a rush this morning, I didn't even check my text until I was seated on the train. Don't take the train today had been sent to my own number and was marked from today 10 minutes from now.
So what happened?
Yeah.
Well, future him. Sending a text message.
It's like Final Destination, but dumber.
Huh. Isn't there a movie out that's got that guy from Taken, what's his name?
Liam Neeson?
There you go. Where he's on a train, and he's got to stop it from blowing up or something, and he has to keep going back in time.
Oh, speed. I was cocaine on that train.
Somebody took his daughter.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's a crazy train.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Thank you for getting that joke, Chris.
So not only was I called broad.
Yeah.
By a woman that's clearly past her prime.
Seemed like unnecessary data.
No. It was not.
Okay.
We was at the wedding rehearsal today for Nick's wedding. His fiance's dad walks by. He's like, oh, are you the uncle?
Oh, shit.
No. I'm the cousin. Only 4 years older than you're soon.
No, but son-in-law. Eight. You're 8 years older than him.
Oh, that's right. I'm 4 years older than you.
Yep. Eight. There he is. Why do people keep forgetting I exist?
Because you're kind of, you know.
Here.
There. That's really about it.
Am I only a reflection like the story?
It's just lack of redeeming qualities.
Wow.
Damn.
What a call for. What the fuck?
I mean, come on. You let motherfuckers come up in your house to take your chicken, Danny. What's that tell you about
it
you?
It was a dream.
What are you telling you
like.
About you?
It was chicken I didn't like. He did me a favor.
It's still you telling you about you.
Why is chicken racist?
Do we get? I don't even know if we should delve into that.
I don't like chicken either.
Not doing it.
No, it's not the. It's not the. We're not going to debate the semantics
or the stereotypes.
We were talking to a coworker, happens to be black, and he takes this one guy who is batshit insane to and from work, and they went on break together. And he went and got chicken. He's sitting there, takes a big bite. He's like, I could tell he's really enjoying that chicken, man. And then he looked me right in the eyes. I was like, man, why is chicken racist? I just want to eat it. It's delicious.
Like, who doesn't like chicken?
And the black dude's like, I mean, I like chicken. It's fine. Just eat your fucking chicken. Why is chicken racist?
Chicken is too delicious to be racist.
It's like, why can't you just shut the fuck up and enjoy your meal?
Yeah,
it was chicken from a Circle K. It was a Chester chicken strip. We've all had them.
Yep.
I mean, they're good.
They're not debate
life
good. I
like the potato
good.
Wedges.
Those aren't bad. They're not bad.
I don't like chicken, so.
You don't like chicken, like, at
chicken.
All?
I eat small quantities of chicken. Like, you know, my mom's ex-husband, we used to go to fucking Richard's every Monday. The only thing we were allowed to eat was Richard's. Chicken.
My grandpa used to get the chicken there from every Sunday and make all the sides himself.
Yeah.
Like, something I enjoyed. It's something I remember.
Is it the one I know?
It's a reminiscence.
Seth's dead. Not Booyah.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I was like, I couldn't picture Booyah doing that every
no,
Sunday.
Yeah, no. No, it was every Monday.
Was
we
Monday.
Went all yeah.
Mine was Sunday.
Yeah,
oh, my bad.
Monday was all you can eat fucking chicken. Like, I wasn't allowed to get fucking salad bar or nothing. Like, fuck you. I don't want to eat then. Huh. So now it's just small quantities of chicken. I hate KFC today.
I hate KFC.
Famous Bowl.
No.
I do like the famous
The fucking Nashville hot sandwich.
It's good.
It was all right. Spooky. It didn't have enough hot sauce on it.
Hey, have you guys seen the Spooky Whopper?
No.
The it's black bun?
It's green this year.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what else technically makes it spooky, but that food dye cannot be good for you.
Probably not.
I think that's based on Frankenstein because the crowns are Frankenstein crowns.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I was in there the other day. That's how I know this.
So they're advertising their burger after a corpse?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay.
It's dead, right?
I'm no one to question the king, you know, of burgers. But maybe don't, like, hey, this burger looks like death. Isn't that cool?
I mean,
fucking eat it.
I mean, you gotta think about it. Everything, every protein we eat is like corpse flesh, so.
It's true.
Well, yeah, but you have to think about like human flesh while you eat it. I mean, you can. I'm sure Chris does.
No.
That was me, remember? I made that.
Yep.
I would eat human meat.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So you're the odd man out on this.
I'm okay with that. I usually am.
I mean, yeah, I just want to try it. I don't say I want to change my fucking diet over. I just would partake in the opportunity to try it.
I know we've discussed this before, but what dish would you make?
With the human skin? I'd make like a pot roast.
Well, I wouldn't just use the skin. That'd be gross.
That'd be like a pork rind. A human rind.
Yeah.
Or a human crackling.
God, this is the exact conversation.
No, I'm talking like it'd be like a roast, like slow cooked. I need potatoes and carrots and onions. Or chili.
Chili's not a bad idea, really.
Like a white chicken chili? Do that.
I do eat my steak like Yams does, though. I
remember damn bloody? No.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's the only way to do it. I want to taste the grill, I want to taste the meat. So.
Yeah, take the biscuits, soak up the juices.
I might vomit.
I want a kebab.
Oh, okay. Why?
Because I like kebabs.
What are you putting with it on the kebab?
Like peppers and...
Pineapple?
Onions.
Pineapple?
Probably a little pineapple.
Yeah. Face meat stew.
That's just fun to say.
I want that cheek meat.
Yep.
I'm going to make white people nachos. I'm just going to put some tortilla chips on shred it. Up. Like shred it up. Put some shredded cheese on it. Throw the bitch in the microwave.
So your mom's making it.
I didn't give a...
No, because that would involve a can of chili.
Oh, yeah.
I could do that.
Just like your spaghetti did.
Hey, man, funny chili was cool. That.
Funny chili's the shit, man.
It tastes good.
I make it at the house every once in a while.
Oh.
That's great.
I've never made it.
God, I remember that shit.
Oh, yeah. Spaghetti noodles, chili, shredded cheese, sour cream. Simple recipe. Don't know why the fuck she tried it in the first place.
I was like, hey, babe, want to taste depression? Here it is, delicious.
You want to taste poverty? Here you go.
You ever wish your chili had a sense of humor?
Because now it does.
Nah, it's real funny.
Did you guys hear about the Canadian rapper that died?
No.
No.
You guys didn't hear about this?
No.
I might have. I seen something about it. Nobody knew who the fuck he was.
I've certainly never heard of him.
I would like to know who he is.
We'll allow this because it involves a grim demise. Really funny.
Well known. He's well known. Everyone should know who he is. Canadian rapper John James McMurray.
That's a great rap name.
Fucking hell of a name.
Was famous for his blend of extreme sports and music. On Saturday, October 20th, John James' plan was to film his music video while walking on the wings of a small moving plane.
I've seen that shit. I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He fell off?
Well, here's the thing.
Did he get blown off?
It was in Canada. Yeah. So, of course, it was like a fucking Cessna.
Seaplane.
Yeah.
Is that what that is? Like the tailspin plane.
Yeah, that's a Cessna, right?
Yeah.
All
right. Okay. I had no idea.
So, they take off. They're like... full flying. He gets out, is going to be walking back and forth on the wing of the plane while rapping. It's a two-person fucking plane. And there was more than two people in it. And being a smallest plane, his body weight made that shit go into a nosedive. Little buddy held on as long as he could.
Oh, bless his heart.
But when he let go, the plane was so close to the ground, no time to pull out parachute or nothing.
Now, see, he told me the story at work. I was like, well, I mean... how did that kill him? Because surely the plane was on the ground. It wasn't. It was flying. And he fucking died.
Because I guess a bunch of his other music videos are the same way. Like, he did a bunch of crazy-ass stunts and shit in his music videos.
Just imagine if it was on the ground. You have a car that's doing 120 miles an hour, and you just climb out of the fucking convertible top and walk off the fucking trunk. Because that's what just fucking happened to this guy.
As in not moving. Like, it's just parked there, man, is what I pictured. I pictured a real Looney Tune.
They should have got a green screen? Yeah, that's what they should have done.
Yeah.
That's not what they did.
A green screen and a large fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't say Canadians are the smartest, but they did legalize marijuana, so.
Recently, very recently.
Nationwide.
Yeah, it was like in half a week, they went through the entire country's, like, stash of marijuana. Yeah,
they ran out very quickly.
Yeah.
No, but where Homeboy landed, it was literally like a Looney Tunes, like Wile E. Coyote spot. Like there's a human indent in the fucking wheat field that he landed in.
Can we go pee in it? I want to go pee in it. What else are you going to do? I mean, I guess you could just respectfully stay away. But, I mean, the guy's kind of an asshole, right? Is that just me?
I feel like he had it covered one way or the other.
Yeah.
Oh, from walking? Yeah, if you're walking on top of a moving plane, go fuck yourself. I'm sorry.
That's a good idea, but...
it's like skydiving. You have to be mentally retarded to skydive.
Agreed.
I'm not jumping out of a perfectly good plane.
I've never gotten on one.
I wouldn't jump out of one that's not perfectly good, and I'm going to die either way. I'll take my chances.
Well, if you're going to die either way, you might as well stay.
I've never believed in seatbelts before, but now's the time.
Hopefully I was wrong.
They do offer seatbelts on a plane. That's all good.
There you go.
But going off last week, though, you had asked what's some dumbass shit that would be pumpkin flavored.
Yeah.
I have a list of some dumbass shit that's pumpkin spice flavored.
Did cough drops make the list?
No, but extra gum did.
Oh, God.
What?
Extra gum, right here. Mine comes with photos, so I can show you guys.
I mean, I took a picture of the gum drops, if you want to see, or cough drops, if you want to see them.
Pumpkin spice yogurt? Anybody?
No.
Go with that?
No.
I would try it.
I would probably fuck with that.
Yeah.
I can be your basic bitch when it comes to pumpkin spice.
Yeah, me too.
How about protein powder?
No.
For when you're muscling up, you want a little pumpkin spice protein powder?
That's how I got broad.
I ate it straight out of the bottle, and I did not work out afterwards.
No water, nothing.
No snorting it.
Chris, this is for you. Pumpkin spice tortilla chips.
No. What do you put on top of those?
You do the mango salsa.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know how that would go with pumpkin.
I've had pumpkin salsa before, and it was fucking awful.
Mango and pumpkin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Pumpkin spice morsels for when you're making those.
What the fuck's a morsel?
Like chocolate chip morsels. You know, the little...
Like a chocolate chip?
Yeah, chocolate chip. They're called morsels. That wasn't. Oh, that's all of them, okay? But yeah, they're the pumpkin spice in that shape. How's that? In the chocolate chip shape.
I mean, that's not as
baking or something.
Yeah. Oreos?
No.
Can you get more basic white bitch than that?
I don't fucking eat Oreos.
There should only be one Oreo, and that's original. Fuck a double stuff. Fuck a vanilla. Fuck a birthday cake. Old school Oreo.
How about a fig bar?
Give me a double stuffed.
Fig bar?
I would eat a fig bar.
I'd try a fig bar.
Yeah. Pumpkin spice fig bar?
Yeah.
Fig bars are surprisingly delicious.
I like a fig Newton.
Name I don't know two why. Other fig bars.
I feel like you gotta be 85 to enjoy fucking fig Newtons, but I do.
Pumpkin spice sweet burrito.
No.
I don't even know what a fig is, but I'll eat them.
Pumpkin spice burrito?
I mean, what else is inside of it? Like, is it just like. Burrito? What's its filling?
What is burrito, even?
What is burrito? All right. Milk? Pumpkin spice milk?
No.
Coffee creamer comes across later.
I have some of that.
I've seen that, yeah.
I feel like the milk's the same shit, just in a gallon.
Pumpkin spice roasted garbanzo beans.
Dude, if I had a dollar for every fucking time.
What's a garbanzo bean?
Don't ask.
I was about to ask the same thing.
The bean?
No, no. No, shit.
Don't fucking know.
It's a crown.
Silk almond milk? Pumpkin spice flavored?
Seems unnecessary.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you milk an almond?
Here we go. Here's the fucking crown jewel right here. Pumpkin spice candy corn.
No, two no's stacked on top of each other. No.
Did you know that the reason why it's called candy corn is because you can stack it and it makes a fucking corn, like cob?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's why it's called candy corn.
I didn't know it until I seen
what
it
the
online.
Fuck? Really?
Yeah.
It makes so much sense now. Yeah, I'm still not going to fucking
stack
eat it.
Like in a spiral and you have an ear of corn.
Yeah.
It is way better than eating it. I'll give them that.
I'm still going to throw it in the fucking trash.
We should try that. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
We should try it. Right. I want to see proof of this.
James, it's on the internet. It's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all those people that Chris watched have sex and masturbate to, they're related. Real life.
They love each other.
Like Kane and the Undertaker. Yes. Yeah. Oh, God, I would not watch that porno.
I would.
Kane and the Undertaker?
Yeah.
One isn't there and the other's dead, so yeah.
Pumpkin spice fettuccine?
No.
Because you know, when you want flavored noodles, pumpkin spice comes to mind.
What
I just want that with my Alfredo.
Ugh.
Granola mix?
Yeah, makes sense.
Trail mix, I guess.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Or cereal.
There's another brand of yogurt.
I'll keep my Count Chocula, man.
Pumpkin spice almonds by Planters?
Oh, no, those are fucking amazing.
I would
those
try
are
that.
Surprisingly
yeah,
good.
I would
yeah.
try that.
Yeah, I don't like pumpkin stuff.
I mean, they're like
those
$12
are fantastic.
A bag.
Marshmallows. But you ain't putting those on these jams, I promise.
Good as fuck?
They are good.
Oh, you've had them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Still in Walmart.
Pringles. Come on, guys. Everybody wants a chip.
No.
Nope.
Sweet and salty, maybe. I don't know. No.
He tried to give it the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, no.
Nope.
Yep.
How about Burnett's Vodka? You got the sweet potato vodka that one time.
Yeah.
They have pumpkin spice vodka by Burnett's, which is vodka we buy.
We could drink the entire Thanksgiving dinner.
We should try that. We should try that.
We need to make a gravy flavored vodka.
We'd be millionaires and die of liver
moonshine? Flavored moonshine?
I would try that.
You got to get into that.
No.
Everybody has a different flavor of moonshine.
I hate pumpkin flavored beers.
I feel like you can't go to the store and buy moonshine. So it makes moonshine cool.
Mm-hmm. Sparkling grape soda or grape. Drink, whatever
when
that is.
I first looked at that photo, I thought it was a squeeze it.
What?
You know, like...
Oh, Welch's.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice sparkling drink.
I thought it was a squeeze it.
There was
that's
no
what I said,
involved?
I couldn't figure
it. No.
But Welch's only just grapes.
Like, yeah, grape juice or something, yeah.
So is it sparkling pumpkin juice? Because that's fucking gross.
Bagels. We got bagels.
With some cream cheese on it?
Robert probably loved these.
I could see that. Then you gotta be kosher on Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
M&M's?
Those are good.
Okay. It's good to know that we've actually tried some of these. Bill Cosby's brand of pumpkin spice for those basic white bitches.
I'm good. I'm good.
Hershey Kisses.
No, stay out of my candy.
Oh, it's all up in your candy, bro.
It's all up in my candy?
All up in it.
Oh, man.
Chocolate Squares by...
Ghirardelli.
There you go.
Yeah.
No. Just no.
I don't know how to pronounce that name.
Ghirardelli. It's just stupid expensive, but it's delicious.
There you go. Peanut butter.
Bring it on. No.
Is it chunky?
I don't know.
What would the chunks be?
No, it's just whipped.
Pumpkin seeds.
You had enchiladas last night, right?
Well, kinda.
Did you have pumpkin spice cheesecake enchiladas?
No.
Because they're here.
It should just be a pumpkin roll. They should stop
right
there.
I had Facebook enchiladas that was made with red sauce, grand biscuits, ground beef, and shredded cheese.
How was that, by the way?
It was delicious.
It sounds like it. I would try that shit.
I ate the shit out of it.
Who the fuck made a Kentucky recipe for enchiladas?
I don't know, but Courtney made it off Facebook, and it was fucking great.
The tortilla were flattened biscuits?
Yeah.
Interesting.
No, like, you tore the biscuits up in chunks, and you soaked them in the red sauce. And then you poured it in a pan with your cooked, you know, hamburger meat, topped with cheese, bake.
I had a burrito from a gas station yesterday, so I'm doing good.
You had an enchilada bake, basically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Enchilada casserole.
Okay.
You guys, we had bagels earlier? We got cream cheese now, guys.
Yep.
I've seen that. Yeah.
So, you know, when you can't get enough of in your coffee, you can have bagel and cream cheese with it, too. Milano cookies?
Little. You know, I can dig a Milano, but not pumpkin.
Milano butts!
The cookies are gross.
Archer.
Really?
Yeah. I don't mind.
He has it as a ringtone. No. It's great.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Courtney eats them. They're fucking terrible.
How about pumpkin spice scented body wash?
Oh, you can smell like it, too?
Yes.
But what happens when all the basic white bitches try to eat you?
Danny.
Oh, wait.
It's a good time.
Sign me the fuck up.
It's a good time.
Dude, you'd be the king of a Starbucks.
Pumpkin spice soup.
No.
No.
Just stop.
How's it a soup?
Chris would just leave the packet out.
What do you mean?
Mini wheats. Go on. You got to get in for breakfast, too.
Mini wheats is my all-time favorite cereal.
He's been 80 since he was 3.
I have some of those.
Oh, really?
At home, yeah. I have pumpkin spice frosted flakes also.
How basic are you, bro?
I like pumpkin.
So very.
It's the season.
It's my holiday. It's my
month. You got that at home, too? You got the pumpkin spice colored fucking nail polish?
I don't like pumpkin spice colored. No, at least fucking shit dark, brown. Yeah,
but that's what it's called.
They lied.
Is it flavored, though?
It's a good
There's a coffee creamer I talked about earlier. Should fall under the fucking milk. And Danny's favorite, pumpkin spice condoms, because I think he mentioned he's the only one that actually tasted flavored condoms, right?
Yeah.
And then threw it away and didn't use it.
Well, yeah. Why would I? I mean, I was with my wife at the time. I wasn't going to put a condom on for her to blow me. It came in a variety pack, and I was curious. I feel like it's not wrong.
I feel like you sucked on it, right?
I didn't suck on it, no.
You clearly sucked on the condom.
I clearly
if you would
have
flipped it inside out so the wet part was on your dick, it could have been a good hand job.
You're not wrong.
Pumpkin spice crackers.
No.
But I put the tip of my tongue on it and then tossed it in the trash.
That's how college is, man.
You're curious. It's okay, man. We're not going to hit on you. How about hard oatmeal cookies, pumpkin spice flavored?
I'd fuck with that.
I had a hamburger today that, when I bit into it, it sounded like a hard oatmeal cookie.
Where?
Off my dad's grill. At one time, the propane tank was on fire. It was crazy.
Your dad just had a throw down on the grill, but I picked that shit up.
Huh? It's hard to pick it up when the whole thing's a blaze, man. But it doesn't matter. He's doing well.
Pumpkin spice powdered donuts.
Those are good.
I'd put one in my mouth.
I've had them. They're delightful.
Those are good.
Have you had the glazed strawberry ones yet? They're kind of fantastic, man.
Pumpkin cookies from Pillsbury.
Okay.
Just break and serve or break and bake. What are the fuck?
Yeah, brick and bake. That's what I do. Oh, yeah.
Here's the granola, Chris.
What?
Pumpkin spice granola. Actual granola.
I like granola.
I know. Yeah. And there's your pumpkin rolls, bro.
Fuck yeah.
By Little Debbie's.
Pumpkin rolls are the best fucking
thing ever.
Oh, I didn't know they made Little Debbie's made them, like the strawberry rolls that were.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah, they make them with pumpkin too.
Oatmeal?
I don't do oatmeal. I don't do oatmeal.
No oatmeal.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I like the apple oatmeal.
Well, we talked about powdered donut, but here's the those what are they called? Crullers from Dunkin' Donuts. Jagged edge gear looking.
The ones that kind of look like a pumpkin.
Kind of. Wow. That's deep. Because they taste like it, too, now.
Yeah, so there's some more things out there pumpkin spice for.
You ever think of how weird it'd be if everything tasted how it looked?
Shoot from the hip. What would you flavor pumpkin spice?
Pizza.
Pumpkin spice. Pizza.
No, what was it?
I guess if you do
what
one of those.
Would you name something?
No, what dessert would you flavor pizzas? Pumpkin spice?
We did this last week, didn't we?
Did we?
You said what would be the worst thing to have.
Oh, yeah. Hamburger was the best answer.
Yeah.
What would I flavor pumpkin spice?
That you would actually eat.
Not that I would eat, but my dick.
Because all the basic bitches be on it.
Because that's the only way he's going to know.
See, I heard earlier that that's a good thing. It's a bonus. Well, see,
if you're smart.
Super straight Danny Mullins here. Picking up the chicks.
If you would have made the terrible decision to cut off 6 inches of goatee.
I did.
You could have did your beard. And it's like having a, you know.
Snack.
Flavor
snack
saver.
All the time.
You want me to chew on my own facial hair?
Yeah. Don't you do that?
No.
I would do that sometimes.
No, I guess so. Well,
my mustache gets too long. I sometimes chew on it. I hate it, but yeah, I'll try to bite them off.
Well, in reference to the body wash, you get cologne. Pumpkin spice cologne.
Fuck that, no.
I caught pumpkins the other day, and I walked in the house. I was like, it smells like fucking pumpkin here. I was pissed.
You like pumpkin, though.
I do, but my whole house fucking smelled like it. It pissed me off.
What about a pumpkin spice whiskey? That might not be terrible. Just a little extra cinnamon in it?
Like a crown?
Like even like a fireball. Tone down the cinnamon some. Add some pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin could flavoring. Be really good.
That's my answer.
I would do a pumpkin spice crown.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yes.
There we go. I know what we'll do, Danny. We'll get some pumpkin pie filling and some fireball. We'll mix it up and we'll try it as smoothies.
I'm surprisingly down with this.
All right.
I'm not.
I mean, as long as I don't have to make
it. Just the look of it.
I want to be here.
I want to be here.
All right.
There's a surprising lack of people that say that anymore.
We'll try for that closer to Thanksgiving. Yeah. How's that?
That sounds fantastic.
All right. I'll work on coming up with something.
Yeah, and
because I have a good idea for
Chris is going to try to figure out a way to put gravy in vodka, so.
No, I'm going to cream it up with some rum chowder.
You're creaming up?
I'm out now. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I don't want none.
I've never wanted to hear a man say I'm going to cream it up for you.
No, it's going to be like a smoothie, so it needs to be kind of creamy. So it's going to have something
saying
like
creamy.
Rum
it's creeping me out.
I mean, what are you going to mix it with? Like
his dick, apparently.
No, what I'm saying is, like, you figure it wouldn't mix with the fucking fireball.
Yeah, fireball is a liquid. Pumpkin spice. Pumpkin. Pie filling is loose anyway. It just mixed up a little bit.
Okay. Disregard my non-cooking ethics over here.
I'll put it in a bowl and use a hand mixer. Does that help?
A whisk?
I swear to God.
No, an electric one. Oh, okay. Use a fucking hand mixer like I said. God damn it.
I have officially decided what we're doing for the actual Yamsgiving episode beer review. We're getting a decent vodka, nothing too fancy because that stuff's expensive. We're putting gravy mix in it and taking a shot.
I'm down.
Oh, yeah.
This is your fucking idea.
We're doing it, man. Just a little bit of gravy mix and a shot glass. We're fucking
doing
this.
No, not gravy mix. It needs to be actual gravy.
Fuck no, it's gravy mix.
Not the powder.
Fucking powdered shit.
39 cents a pack gravy mix. Great value brand. And probably Kamchatka. Because money's tight around the holidays, man.
That sounds rough.
It's going to be bad.
Oh,
that's not even semi-decent. You said semi-decent, at least.
I lied. My bad. I'm not buying Crystal Head.
No, that's too much.
I'm not buying Grey Goose. Smirnoff?
Grey Goose isn't really that expensive.
Smirnoff?
You can get small bottles of Grey Goose.
Or Burnett's. Those are your two options.
We'll go Burnett's.
Yeah, Burnett's
we'll
is Burnett's. Way better.
Yeah. What flavor for the gravy booze?
Turkey.
They don't make that.
Chicken?
They don't make that.
Meatloaf.
They do.
Ew. I love meatloaf.
It's fucking nasty.
Dude, he had like one good album.
Exactly. It's like the worst fucking singer ever. God,
no, he's
damn.
Not. By the dashboard lights, bitch.
Fuck off.
I would do anything. I hate that fucking song. Like, dude, I would seriously do anything for love. Oh, that? No, fuck that, no.
I think the only time I liked him when he was in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I liked it when he had tits in Fight Club.
When he was Bob.
Yeah. When he was Bob. That's top. Bob. That's top-notch meatloaf. Worst meatloaf, Blood Rain, the movie.
Yeah, I didn't know he was in it.
We saw that shit in theaters, man.
Yeah, no, she gets fucked with a gel cell. It's pretty hot.
That was a good scene. Terrible movie.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
Don't.
Yeah, so I haven't seen that one.
I was going to say cocaine. Pumpkin spice cocaine.
That's not a bad answer, I guess.
Yeah.
I've always wondered what Thanksgiving in Miami would be like.
Thanksgiving in Miami?
Yeah.
Or a pumpkin spice cigarette. I think I could really get into that.
Like a paper.
Yeah.
That flavor like that.
Yeah.
Ew. No.
Good luck finding that.
I think pizza
I'm gonna
would be really
I'm
going to
go on Shark Tank, which is the best show of all time.
But you can't.
Well, you're those,
What?
You can't get that invented.
Why can't I?
Because the FDA done took them off the market. Because they used to make flavored papers and flavored tubes for cigarettes.
Yeah.
They used to make flavored cigarettes. Mm-hmm. The FDA took that shit off. They said it's not good for human consumption.
Well, yeah, probably not.
I'm going to do organic, vegan, friendly.
Well, they still have, like, they don't
no
have,
GMOs.
Like,
first, you're going to find out how to milk an almond.
Yeah, they still make, like, the wraps, but, like, for paper-wise, they fucking told them they had to take them off the market. The fuck was that?
We're milking an almond.
Oh, it's a villain, Chris.
I'm looking at yams and just weird ass fucking noise. But yeah, the FDA put a stop to all that shit. I just asked one of my reps the other day about it. Because I was like, man, I remember buying fucking blueberry flavored papers
blueberry
and fucking cherry.
The chocolate tasted like old vegetables. It was the worst one ever. First time I ever had some hardcore creeper was in that shit.
So can you still buy the flavored like blunt wraps?
Yeah, you can still buy those.
I think you could do it then, because I mean, think about it, they sell honey flavored ones.
Yeah,
pumpkin spice wouldn't be that far off.
We just got some new ones in today. What were they?
Every time I smell a blueberry fucking blunt wrap, it's like a flashback to high school.
You remember that case of them I bought that one time? I had a whole case of them.
Oh really?
Yeah. Like, every time it's like the best smell in the world. I don't know what it is.
Blueberry.
And marijuana. It's the weed mixed in with it. It's a
weird mix.
Distinct smell.
We just got blueberry coconut Swisher Sweets in today.
Gross.
I'm not into coconuts.
Hate a coconut.
I love coconut.
Ah, dude. And you like pumpkin?
Yeah.
You don't have taste buds, do you?
Not really.
That's why you don't start smoking.
I don't like lima beans, butter beans, asparagus.
I love asparagus.
I like butter beans.
What?
I don't know what a butter bean is.
He's a good boxer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. But,
and I don't know. My wife makes
They're fucking little white beans. Like, they just have no flavor.
That's twice in this episode. Like, it's a bean. What the fuck do you want from me?
It's a white bean with no flavor. So how white people season their chicken.
Is. I actually don't know. I have no idea.
Potato bean.
Is that it?
That's cooked and then refried.
You're fucking kidding me.
No, I wish I was.
You hung out with Kelly a lot.
Wow. Bring up the one Mexican guy. Holy
have you not been to, go to Taco Bell, order pintos and cheese. And you get refried beans.
Because they're pinto beans.
No shit, man.
Yeah. Mexican people are so much better in every way than white people.
Oh, agreed. Yeah. The food is fantastic. The
food's better. They work harder.
The asses are better.
I don't know. I've seen Kelly's. It's lumpier. Does that count? All right, Chris, you've had this video pulled up since we sat down to record. And you wanted us to... our live reactions.
Well, no. I feel like you're overselling it now.
This is exactly what you told me to do.
Okay. Click and play.
Asshole. Rare footage of the Fresno Nightcrawler.
This is their cryptid, right?
Yeah.
I would hope so. I hope it's just an old guy. Oh, there goes the Fresno Nightcrawler.
Look at it. How's that an old guy? It's just legs and a head.
Oh, that's the Nightcrawler?
Yeah. This is footage of him.
Yep. It looks like a drunk guy walking. Oh, that one's a little weird. So there's a short one and a tall one.
It looks like they have sweatpants pulled all the way up to their necks.
That's absolutely all it looks like, yeah. You're watching one of the only known recordings of the Fresno Nightcrawler sightings.
I don't know about that, because...
unidentified creature have piqued the interest of... Are you going to let me fucking read?
Okay, well, there's another one. It's a different video.
This one's a little bit more... You know, you can see it from a different angle.
They look super flat, that's for sure.
I'm pretty sure this one walks on water.
Well, that's interesting.
So it's the second coming of Jesus. Right, that's a pool, right?
That is definitely a pool.
Okay.
He stops at pool.
He's going to take a little dip.
Oh, I thought he's just going to fall into it. That would have been funny. Yeah. Okay, that one's a little creepy. Yeah, he's just flat out walking across the pool. But Toon's right. It just looks like people with sweatpants pulled up to their heads. I don't know how that makes you walk in water, but to be fair, I've never tried it myself. So
no maybe reason it's easier not to go to California, though.
Like, I needed more.
Yeah. It's because they don't give me fucking straws.
Yeah, that's a little creepy, but now, is that something you need to be scared of? Because what the fuck's it going to do to you?
We don't know. That's the issue.
Well, does it have hands or arms?
Anybody that's ever encountered one has never lived to talk about it, Danny.
Yeah.
Oh. But you could just kick it, right? It seems like a creature that's very prone to just being tipped over. Yeah. Not unlike a cow.
It can't pick itself up because it don't have arms.
Exactly.
Not tipped over. You just need a stick as defense. It starts chasing you, throw it down, you're good to go.
Oh, it trips. Trip over. And you're good. Yeah.
Wow. It didn't trip over water.
Is water, water a stick?
Yeah, I don't trip over water either. I've walked through the ocean. I didn't trip over any of the water.
Into a puddle and just face plant.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I reached up and tripped even shit.
You
want me
to trip through the water? No. I'm just saying, it walked across water.
Yeah.
Over a big ass hole filled with water didn't make it fall down.
But we didn't see it walk through a tree, though.
It walked by a bunch of trees.
It walked by them. But not
I'm sure
them.
It was windy and there were sticks on the ground.
It cannot confirm.
It was on a golf course.
Yeah. It could have been.
It wasn't perfectly manicured.
Maybe it just wasn't a very good
like
golf course.
It looked like a path.
Yeah.
It was just walking down a walkway. Sidewalk.
The greenway.
Yeah.
Four.
I'm Four, trying to man. Picture it golfing and it can't because it doesn't have arms.
This is why I don't do effort.
Just kicks it.
Mm-hmm. This is, I mean, that's one of the least threatening creatures I've ever seen. I'm trying to think, like a Bigfoot. Yeah, that's terrifying. A Sasquatch. La Chupacabra, a little demon thing. That'd be dangerous.
It just eats goats, though.
This is a pair of legs.
I mean, well, I don't know. The pair of legs thing from like Silent Hill were kind of creepy.
You talking about like the mannequins?
Yeah, but they were just legs.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that one. They do have that mannequin, though, for sale at one of the Halloween shops. It's one of the fucking nurses.
Oh, no shit.
It's fucking creepy as fuck looking. I'm like, that's dope.
That's really cool.
I don't think I could have it in my house.
I wanted this big-ass Pennywise animation, but the old lady wouldn't let me buy it.
It was like $1,000.
It was like $2.99.
Oh, it's not that bad.
No, it wasn't horrible.
It's a good deal. Mm-hmm.
Think of the possibilities.
It looked like
we paid for the six-pack.
It didn't look great, but, you know, it'd work.
And we bought two of them. Let's not forget that.
I'm balling.
I'm balling on a budget. Man, yeah, like a stiff breeze, though. That thing's fucked. Falls in a hole. How's it going to get out?
It looked translucent, like things would just go through it.
Yeah.
It was night vision.
I remember those.
Yeah.
It still looked translucent.
No, it didn't.
I feel like it did.
I felt kind like of, it was just shot kind of, on yes. night vision.
Yeah.
I mean, bullets awfully, would go through it.
I mean, even at night vision, it's awfully glowy for some reason. Like, it's putting off some kind of light.
Yeah, maybe. You know, it could have just been winter. And they forgot to drain their pool. Water froze.
In California?
Yeah, it is in California. We're talking about France now, man.
Global warming, man. It's fucked up.
Water started freezing at 50 degrees.
Yeah,
fucked, man.
Fuck, yeah.
I forgot about that piece of information, believe it or not. But what's the easiest way like to defeat a cryptid ever?
We don't know. Go to Fresno and try it, and then I'll believe you.
Okay. We'll see.
Like right now.
Yeah. No, leave. Go.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a wedding to be in tomorrow. He can't leave.
They won't miss him. He's the last groomsman.
but I walk out first.
Yeah, but I thought he walks out first, yeah.
I hate weddings.
So do I.
I fucking hate them.
I fucking hate being in them.
Oh, my God.
It's like, oh, here, you got to go buy a tux, and you got to wear a tie, and get a haircut, and fancy shoes. And...
Yeah, you see this?
Yeah.
Trimmed.
I see that.
Don't like it.
Mm-mm. I stared out through the convenience store window with horror and regret. As the thief jumped into my idling car and sped away. Spooky.
What? It just...
If I had... I'm not done, man!
Oh, that was all the first sentence?
Yeah, it's the run-on.
Oh, halfway point.
If I hadn't known it was the last time I was going to see him, I would have told my son so much more than I'll be right back.
No, kid was in the car.
Kid was in the car. Kid was in the car. Don't leave your kids in the car.
That's why you just lock the car and take the keys with you.
Yeah.
That's what I do when I leave my kids in parking lots.
I just take my kid in. It's not that much effort.
I'm not doing all that. You gotta get him out of the car seat.
Bullshit, because they didn't want you to buy shit. Yeah. Like
that's true, but you can just tell them no. I'm hiding in a closet of a house I do not own. You'll be home soon.
What?
That's not a horror story for the guy that's telling the story, though. That's like his Sunday fun day.
Yeah. We have many ways of detecting or averting danger, such as fight or flight response, our senses.
Yeah, Fight Club.
Or suddenly waking up in the night.
Because you have to pee.
Yeah, that's a survival instinct.
Nobody wants to piss the bed. No. That's terrifying. How to wash sheets and shit in the middle of the night.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes you wake up to someone else pissing your bed, and then you want to kill them.
Oh, usually not.
That happened to me.
I remember sleeping on the floor once in my cousin's apartment, and waking up to the sound of water, and it was him pissing in the corner because he was too fucking drunk to make it to the bathroom. So
at least it was his own house.
Doesn't matter. I was sleeping on the floor, not 10 foot away.
It was running towards me.
Yeah, it was the floor slanted.
It was a blend apartment, so fucking
oh,
probably.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a couple things still looked up, but big surprise. This is part one of our Halloween Spooktacular, and I do have something disturbing, truly disturbing, to send us home. Now, some people get on Reddit, and they'll post questions wanting advice, like, you know, I think she's cheating on me, what should I do? I recently lost a family member.
How do I cope? How do I bring him back?
What do you do if you walk into your house and your wife is jerking off a dog?
What?
What do you do if you walk into your house and your wife is jerking your dog off? That was posed by Reddit user u/chickennuggets with a Z.
Them nugs.
I only got two responses. Something you want to tell us, champ. And can we take the moment to notice that this is his first and only post? So, he needs answers, fellas.
Turn around and close the fucking door and leave.
See, I mean, do you stop her?
Oh.
The dog's going to be mad.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to finish
the
job.
Well, think about it. Somebody has to film it. Otherwise, people like Brad won't find that weird shit in alleys.
Right.
I mean, it's got to get there somehow, right?
What if he's chicken nuggets? beef radish chicken nuggets.
They got a small dog, too.
it's also a female, so.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. And Chris, what are you doing in the situation?
Get in line.
Do you want to be next?
A hand job's hand job.
Oh, I thought you meant to jerk off the dog.
Yeah, that's what I was like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah. Hey, that's not fair. We usually jerk off the dog together. You're doing it while I'm at work, you bitch. You whore.
$20 is $20.
You think the dog paid her $20?
Yeah, what if she's like a whore for dogs? We're...
You can pay her to jerk off your dog?
Yeah.
What do you mean
about aggression
some,
out and stuff?
Some dogs have to be inseminated, so they have to do that.
Okay,
somehow.
Now I'm thinking of finger banging dogs. That's a whole new demographic.
That's not even an inseminated dog. You don't scoop the cum up and shove it in.
Yeah, well, that's not you.
I guess it might work. No, you use a turkey baster.
Yeah, you're paying $20. It's not going to be done right.
Yeah, it'll be cheap.
You get what you pay for.
How about these scooped corn chips and everything?
What if I just jerk this dog? Oh, God, no.
Oh, the fucking corn chips.
You ruined walking tacos for me. Yeah, they were never great anyways. Huh.
That's rough.
I didn't think of a new fighting technique I think I'm gonna employ next time I'm in a fist fight.
That's never going to happen, so
he'll
thank
be
God.
Be on a mission home like those. And it will be with me.
Well, you better prepare yourself. Because, you know, people are always talking shit, right?
So always talking shit.
No, in a fist fight, you got to talk shit. It's part of the fight, right? I guess. So you wait for them to open your mouth. You finger fuck them. You finger fuck their face.
And then they bite you.
Isn't that like...
They bite two fingers off.
No, because you're going to be too deep. You got to get deep so they get it. And then you're just finger fucking their face.
So you're like trying to rip their tongue out.
You already know Chris ain't got no gag reflex. I think I'll bug him then.
I got a really bad gag reflex.
That's why I can't go to prison. We all know Chris has sucked like a lot of dick. And he's never thrown up on a one.
That's literally the one reason I can't go to prison. Okay. My gag reflex.
I can now because I know I'll be safe with my kung fu technique of finger fucking faces. You can't tell me I wouldn't at least confuse him.
It's like the guy that fucking starts bullshit fights with people on Facebook and he drops his fucking pants and goes after him.
What?
You never see those?
No.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Guy goes to like the hood, starts talking some mad shit.
Like, you talking shit, bro? And the dude comes running up
and then,
his
like,
pants go down.
He pulls his fucking shirt off, throws his fucking shorts down, and he's wearing this real thin like fucking...
Like a string bikini.
Yeah, unitard type thing, yeah.
How many times does he get the fuck beat out of him?
A couple.
Not too many.
It's had him.
Most of them, I assume it probably did, but most of the time now people don't want to fuck with him.
Plus, he's pretty fast.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
he's a runner.
Yeah.
Huh.
He's got that flight down.
I bet he could even outrun one of those leg monsters. Whatever the fuck it was called.
Nightcrawler?
Yeah, the Fresno Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
And it's all legs.
FNC for short.
It's real Stacy Keeler.
Yeah.
No, wait.
So, a 32-year-old Erie, Pennsylvania woman was killed after an overdose on meth because of, can you just guess why? She's high on meth and dies.
Well, you said overdose.
That's not why she died. It's not an overdose because of the meth. It's what she did while high on meth.
She tried to walk on water in a swimming pool.
Negative.
Damn it.
And it's, her death was ruled an overdose?
So it was
yeah.
So
some kind of chemical?
She gets fucked up on meth and takes something else?
Yeah.
Kerosene.
Close.
Really?
Yeah. What'd you say?
I didn't say anything yet. Kerosene's close. Was it G-O-D on gasoline?
Yeah, she inserted the gas pump nozzle into her anus and began pumping gasoline.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Is there a video?
No.
Oh, damn.
Dude.
I fucking wish. So the victim had been known to abuse multiple substances.
Well, yeah.
But her drug of choice is meth, said one investigator. According to witnesses, the woman ran across several lanes of traffic to the gas station and grabbed a pump nozzle before pulling down her skirt. Horrified murderess looked on as woman proceeded to shove the nozzle in her anus, began pumping gas. Oh, that feels good, she is said to have called out to the onlookers.
Well, she went out happy.
What will you do for refined oil?
The sad thing is, I bet she used unleaded. She didn't even go out on premium.
Who the fuck prepaid for it? Like, you have to prepay at a pump.
Not out of state. That's in Indiana.
No, you don't even have to prepay here.
Not
a lot of them, but like Circle K, you do.
It depends if they have cameras or not.
Yeah. Ah.
That's interesting. Man, you should go out like that, bud.
No, you should light it on fire, become a true ass blaster. Didn't we mention those last week?
Tremors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that shit.
You'd be a race car for the first time.
No, you could be the Batmobile.
You could be the Batmobile.
Could be the Batmobile.
Oh, yeah. Just light it on fire as it's leaking back. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Talking about jalapeno ass.
That's a rough way to go. But, well, I mean, apparently not.
She enjoyed it, yeah. Like, she fucking enjoyed that shit.
Huh.
I've seen that, and I just was too much.
That had to be a pretty dilated anus, huh?
But yeah, it was once the store clerk seen it, she hit the emergency stop button. By the time paramedics got there and got to the hospital, she died from the gasoline getting into her bloodstream.
Yeah, you can't move gas, yeah. I assume. Huh. Interesting. She was in a hurry to get there, too.
Yeah, she ran across lanes of traffic.
Maybe she ran out of gas. That's why she had to stop.
I mean, but I want to know what the fuck she thought the pump nozzle was high on meth. Like,
a what?
A duvet?
She's just trying to wash.
Duvet?
One of the toilets that squirt water in your ass.
A bidet?
Yeah, a bidet. Yeah. Yeah. Something that's one of those sounds like that.
A duvet is what you put. It's part of a bedding.
There you go.
A duvet?
Yeah,
duvet.
Duvet. It's the skirt thing on the bottom of it.
Can we speak English?
No, it's French, bitch. Like Jordan.
Not here.
Jordan.
It's America.
The Ohio Strip Club loses license after accepting food stamps for lap dances and hard drugs.
Now, so what do you scan that ass?
I wonder what he was using to, get the readers. But what was he charging him? What were they charging him?
Yeah.
It doesn't even say. They shut down three of them.
Oh, wow.
Actually. But no one who receives SNAP benefits can exchange them for tobacco products, alcohol, beverage, or non-food products like vitamins, pet supplies, or...
titties!
Inedible or unornamental gourds?
Titties!
Sharky's Lounge, a strip club in Dayton, Ohio, lost its liquor license on Thursday following a five-month undercover investigation.
5 months? It took them 5 months?
Why the fuck you think 5 months? Yeah.
Because they were enjoying the services.
Conducted by highway patrol agents. According to a release from the department, its agents began investigating in May. And while they pretended to be patrons, they were able to purchase drugs and lap dances using food stamp benefits. The officers were also able to trade $2,404.87 worth of SNAP benefits for an entire M&M Records worth of drugs, including methamphetamine, cocaine, heroin, fentanyl.
Holy fuck.
Carfentanil? The fuck is that?
Sounds fast.
Maybe it's that gasoline.
That last one?
Carfentanil?
I didn't even come up with that idea. That's crazy. I mean, it worked for a while, but yeah, 5 months is a long time.
Needed to be 5 months.
Now, I live close to a now-closed strip club where the strippers would have to put quarters in the jukebox to play music to dance to. I thought that was bad.
They had to buy their own music.
Is that still a strip club?
No.
I was about to say.
Can we go?
No, because I went there one time and there was a pregnant chick dancing. And she wasn't
pregnant, dude. She was fat.
No, she was fucking pregnant because she was squirting a guy sitting in a chair with breast milk.
I seen that at the old Dreamgirls over on Washington.
And this dude was enjoying the fuck out of this.
I don't do lactating mamas.
Can't do it. I couldn't sit there and get covered in fucking milk. I'm here for a good time, bitch, not to go home smelling like sourdough.
Everybody's in their own
cereal.
I
had to pick up an ex-girlfriend from there one time. From her shift.
From that one?
How do you think I know about the quarters,
you
tune?
You picked the winners. That's the low of the strip club.
I was in there one day.
No, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I was in there one day, and there was a girl working, and we had went to high school with her. And she had had when she was younger, she had had a hip replacement.
Something was
fucked up. Oh, no. So you got to imagine this girl walking with a fucking limp as she's fucking walking and shit. It was horrible.
Well, did she have a pirate theme?
No.
Oh, she should have.
Okay. Yeah.
Remember I said the girl came over and petted Tiny and the dog pissed all over? Her and her mom worked there together.
Well, that's family bonding.
Henceforth,
why those pornos exist. God damn it, Chris.
The chick we went to school with, she danced there and her mom was the bartender.
No!
And her mom used to be a stripper there before that. That's right. She still dances there and her mom still bartends there. Ugh. Yeah.
All right, well, that concludes part one of the Spooktacular special.
El Parto Uno.
I don't speak German. That's a classic joke I pulled there. I'm Danny Mullins. AMF? AMF. Check your candy for razor blades, kids.
Or edibles.
Oh, dude,
you're so fucked up. Oh,
dude, I see that shit all the time. They're like, oh, there's going to be edibles and candy. Bullshit. We're not handing out fucking
that
edibles.
Oh, I thought you meant razor blades and edibles.
Don't
burn the trust of the stoners. They mean you no harm.
No harm.
My God, that's terrifying. This is why I don't do pot,
fucking
stoners
out there just giving away edibles, but I need to know where the fuck he lives.
Yeah, really. You say bye.
Christmas.
Trick or treat.
What's I'm tuned.
Howdy hams.
He did it. He said the thing.
Smell my feet.
Are we sitting on that? Hold my beer. I don't know. What do you want from me? What? Yep, that's a good ending, guys. We fucking did it. There's what?
What?
Do you want me to do the thing?
Who?
Don't we always do the thing?
The thing?
What are we going to smell?
Feet.
Who's going to smell them?
Feet.
Yay! Yay!
That was bad.
I hate when he sticks, he gets stuck on repeat like a fucking record player. I said feet last time, guess I'm going to say feet again.
I didn't say feet this time.
You're like, feet. You had one job. Well, two jobs. Feet and we.
Hey, man, I show up.
Yeah.
That's all you're getting.
Are you getting milk, or are you going to get ice cream?
What?
For that.
Oh, for the pepper.
Oh.
Nothing?
Pepto-Bismol?
What? Well, I'm going to beat the system.
You think that'll work?
That's fucking cheating. Uh-huh. It's milk or ice cream.
No. It's not my fault no one else is smart enough to
figure
that shit out.
You going to drink Pepto beforehand or afterwards?
Both.
Or during? Are you going to do the 3-minute burn?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go as long as humanly possible.
All right.
It's going to be a hell of a
Could you make the 3-minute burn?
Fuck no, I made it a minute and a half.
Minute and a half, okay.
I don't care if I'm making laps.
Yeah, my buddy two times made it the full 3 minutes.
I don't care if I have to get in the car and drive.
Yeah.
No. I'll do you a favor. I'll get the headphone set back up and stuff, and I'll find 3 minutes of patriotic music for you to listen to.
That's fine.
Okay. I think I'll help you.
Yeah. I need to be drifting an American flag, too.
I don't have one of those.
I have one in my garage.
I got a couple.
Okay. Let's revisit the beer review. Do we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll stick with one. I got a little bit of heartburn, and I blame the booze.
It's not booze. It's pop.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
That's a soda at 4.2%.
Both of my bottles on the inside had two thumbs to match my review.
Mine says stay classy.
I got Henry's Finest Hour.
Danny has Henry Provides.
Oh. I'll stick with one.
I'll still give it the two.
Can you not be
I don't know if I can... I would still... I don't know if I'd go out and buy it, but
right.
I'd drink it still.
Now, we usually include price point, but this was a sale. $2.99 for a six-pack of anything that isn't atrocious is really good.
Yeah, it's 50 like, cents really a piece. Good. I mean...
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. We did it. Six thumbs out of six. Perfect beer.
These lucky fucks are getting two episodes this week. Oh, it's a good time to be them.
We'll see.
It's going to be the best week of their fucking life.
I just want to know where you're Halloweening at. Where are you trick-or-treating at?
His grandma's neighborhood.
I have to see this costume.
Like Lancelot Drive around there.
Okay.
Or where?
Let's not give my grandma's address.
I'll cut it, man.
It's going down.
Does she have hers yet?
Yeah.
Okay, making sure.
Oh, she got hers?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Whole shark family.
That's cute.
That's going to be great.
Except for the stepson, which isn't included, which is kind of funny.
No, he is now.
Oh, he is?
He wouldn't make a choice, so he's a fucking shark.
Oh, yay.
That's what happens, man.
What do you do with him being grumpy all fucking day?
Yeah.
He'll cry.
Who? Chris or the kid?
Until he gets the first bit of candy, then he should be all right.
Well, there's something about
Chris. We got him on so many meds now, he doesn't really eat anyway, so it's okay.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, shit.
No, he told me about
that
today.
Doping the kid.
Do what?
He told me about that. He's like, nah, man, I'm on my meds. I don't really eat during the day.
How old is he?
All right, man.
Eight. Seven.
He's seven. Fuck's sake.
He's seven. Going on eight. It's not that far off.
When's his birthday?
He hates Chris. It just passed out too long ago.
I still, the only time I ever think about Chris's kid is when Chris talked about him eating the fucking hot dog at his mom's house.
Oh, man.
That's the only thing I ever fucking think
of. That was the most sensual eating I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, besides Jeff with the Snickers.
But I'm pretty sure I've watched literal food porn before.
I believe you.
No.
I've watched girls suck off bananas.
I've never dwelled down that.
Why?
Why not?
What enjoyment do you get from that?
Well, it just passes the time.
I mean, do you walk
in? We're here for a long time.
Do you walk into the kitchen and see bananas and go, that was a good episode? Time.
Wow. Don't tell me life is short. I've been here my whole fucking life.
34 years, man.
I'll be 31 on Monday. Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Right, you're old.
Fuck off. You're right behind me.
I got till March, man. I'm good.
Yeah.